Largo, the first movement from Lou Harrison's Fourth Symphony, an unashamedly romantic piece, is played by the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Pierre-André Vallade. Harrison said of writing a symphony, "You're making a world. The world contains interesting, humorous small objects, and it contains the heart and expression from the inside, and then it contains action, movements, and sometimes the monumental. You're building a world of that sort, which represents your civilization." Lou Harrison's view of his civilization. Another close friend of John Cage's was Morton Feldman. The differences between them are revealed by their very different interests in the visual arts. Cage responded to Robert Rauschenberg and Andy Warhol and Jasper Johns. Feldman was drawn to the New York school of abstract expressionists such as Mark Rothko and Piet Mondrian. He loved their austerity, their intensity, their discipline, their contemplative quality, and the way they scraped away at the inessentials in their medium. If artists such as they could exist away from the grand tradition of Western classical painting, a musician, argued Feldman, should be able to effect an equivalent breakaway from Western harmonically driven symphonic argument. In another act of rejection, Feldman abandons the 19th century romantic idea of the concerto as a contest between the hero soloist and the massed ranks of the orchestra. Not that the piece we're about to hear, called just Cello and Orchestra, resorts to an easy companionship between the instrument and the orchestra. Each has a different function to perform, and the orchestra, at times, threatens to overwhelm the soloist altogether. Cello and Orchestra is not a formal exploration of sounds and textures. The bleakness of a sound world evoked reflects Feldman's own sense of pain over the fact of the Holocaust. And both cello and orchestra are involved in the exploration of this sense of bleak devastation. Most of Feldman's pieces for solo instrument and orchestra had a similar sort of title: cello and orchestra, this one, piano and orchestra, oboe and orchestra, violin and orchestra, and so on, signalling pretty clearly the way he intended the solo instrument to interact with the orchestra as well. And as always in these weekends, with very different pieces by very different composers, a certain amount of shuffling on the stage, the orchestra doing their tuning up, and we're almost ready to go with the Morton Feldman piece.